Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I am so glad you're here. On the Easy EdTech Podcast, we talk about technology integration. You'll hear tips and strategies from educators, and I'll leave you with a few big takeaways at the end of each episode. As a classroom teacher, I loved all things EdTech, and I started my blog, classtechtips.com, over 10 years ago to share my favorite ideas and spotlight new tools and resources. The blog is still going strong, and it's also where you'll find the resources from today's episode. So head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, to find the page for today's episode, or click on the show notes link in the description if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. This episode is sponsored by EdTech Essentials, the top 10 technology strategies for all learning environments, my newest book from ASCD. Readers will find timely and accessible lesson ideas and strategies. EdTech Essentials shares ways to prepare students to be productive, responsible users of technology, both within and outside the classroom. Find EdTech Essentials on Amazon or head over to classtechtips.com to learn more and download the free study guide. A quick note about Amazon, if you search for me, Monica Burns, on Amazon, you'll see some spicy books from an author with the same name as me. So if you head to my website, you'll find more information about the book and a direct link to find EdTech Essentials on Amazon. Today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast is titled 7 Storyboard Examples You Can Use in Any Subject Area. Are you looking for new and creative ways to use storyboards in your classroom? If so, you are in luck. In today's episode, this is a solo episode of the podcast, I'm going to share 7 ways to get the most out of storyboards that you might not have considered yet this year, or maybe you tried out in the past and want to revisit this school year, or maybe you're thinking, Monica, storyboards are totally new to me, and so that's great too. Either way, or all the ways, you are in the right place. I also am going to make sure to link out to a set of over a dozen templates that you can use. They're perfect for storyboarding and creating comic strips. And I'm going to link to them in the show notes for today's episode so you know exactly where to find them. Now, before we dive into the list of storyboard examples and ideas for you, what exactly is a storyboard? Well, you've probably seen it sketched out before, or you might imagine the sequence of something happening in a favorite movie, right? So a storyboard is used to sequence and plan a story. And whether or not we use that term ourselves as we're making a plan for something, we know that things fall into that first, then next, finally structure, even if we're using more complex vocabulary to tell a story from start to finish. So a storyboard essentially helps an author, and I use that word widely, right? A writer, a screenwriter, right? Envision different parts of a story. And it's usually something that combines images or sketches with text or notes. So there's usually a combination of things happening here. That's why when I mentioned the storyboard templates, you might also use those templates for comic books, right? Because there could be a text and the sketch it out combination of things. If we head straight to the dictionary, straight to Merriam-Webster for the definition of a storyboard, here's what you'll find. Panel or series of panels on which a set of sketches is arranged, depicting consecutively the important changes of scene and action in a series of shots, as for a film, television show, or commercial. So it's helping us envision, right, the visual piece of what's going to happen, along with giving us some extra information, which is where the text piece might come in. So there isn't one way to use storyboards in the classroom, and today we're talking about all subject areas, or any subject area, if you are thinking about ways to tailor these ideas to your class. So one important consideration, though, anytime we're introducing a concept that may not be an everyday concept for students, is that you make sure they know what a storyboard is, what it looks like, before they make their own. So you can share lots of examples and models for students, and you might even create your own ahead of time. I know as a teacher, when I was teaching different writing units, I would have my teacher story, right, or my teacher writing piece already done as an example. So you might have your own model, or you might find some from different places. If you've used comic strips for students in the past, you might find that some of the same reasons apply to your decision to try out a storyboard, and you might even make connections with your group of students if that happens to be the case. So if you're new to this idea or just diving in, today we're going to explore a couple ideas to help you get started. And if this is something that you've spent time thinking about before or trying out with students, hopefully it will help with a little bit of a refresh on ways that you can use storyboards in any subject area. First up, today's first way is to use a storyboard to help plan your writing. So a common way to use storyboards is to plan a story or a piece of narrative writing. Students can storyboard a story before they start writing a piece of narrative fiction or even a memoir, something from a real or imagined experience. So this can help them map out the plot of a story in sequence and get them thinking about who belongs where and when in a story, or whether the setting even changes as the story progresses. So the first one is definitely an ELA connection, although you may do some cross-curricular storytelling with your students, which is to use a storyboard to help plan your writing. Another way to use storyboarding is to track character development in a story. So another ELA one here, but we're going to take a spin on this idea of character development, and you might have some social studies or science connections here too. So if you're leading students in a novel study this year, you might have them storyboard as a way to monitor their progress through a long piece of text. When there are multiple chapters of a book, characters often evolve and change over time, and students can use a storyboard and fill in a box at the end of each chapter to show how a character did or didn't change. In a social studies classroom, you might look at a historical figure or a character that's imagined, that's like an avatar of someone who lived at a particular time in history, and talk about how they changed or evolved. Or in a science or math classroom or foreign language classroom, you might have someone you're profiling for a biography project. And here's where a storyboard could come in handy too. First up on our list of reasons or ways or examples you can use storyboards in any subject area is to plan writing. Next is that character development. And number three is to try using a storyboard to map out the action of a current event. Great for any subject area. In a social studies or English language classroom, for example, you might have students read about current events, but in a science or math or foreign language question, you might have an article too that you want to introduce to students. So a storyboard could be a tool they use to identify crucial moments related to an event in their community or the larger world. And you might ask students to work collaboratively with a partner to discuss and pinpoint these moments as they add them to their storyboard. Fourth on the list today of ways students can use a storyboard is using it as a brainstorming tool. I love graphic organizers of all kinds. If your students are brainstorming the steps to take to solve a math problem, how to tackle a science experiment, or anything that can be broken down into steps, anything with a process, a storyboard might come in handy. You can use a storyboard as a brainstorming tool that students revisit as they tackle a larger project. So if you're thinking about process as opposed to, say, the culminating project or the end celebrated piece, way to use a storyboard is as a brainstorming tool. Next up, storyboards can help students learn about careers. At the beginning of today's episode, that dictionary definition from Merriam-Webster of storyboards gave you a few guesses, right, of careers where storyboards might be common. For example, directors and cinematographers use storyboards to prepare to film a movie or television show. App developers sketch out the user experience when they're creating new apps. And I bet I don't do this myself for my TikTok videos, but I bet the more complex TikTok videos and the very professional or committed creators do some storyboarding themselves. So if you want to help students explore different careers, you might make a storyboard connection, maybe even find an interview with someone on a YouTube or podcast interview that's posted in a place like that where they talk about their process, and there could be a storyboard career connection. Now, another way you might not have considered using a storyboard is for visioning and goal setting. If you try any goal setting project with students, you may want to add a storyboard spin to the project. And how does this work? Well, after students set their goal, ask them to create a storyboard that shows what it will look like as they work towards that goal, accomplish the goal, and move forward into the future. So you might have students revisit this storyboard periodically throughout the year or share it with an accountability partner as they're imagining all the things that need to happen in order for them to accomplish a big goal. Now, last but not least, storyboards are a fantastic way for students to learn about each other. This episode is going live in August, where we're sometimes thinking about getting to know each other at the start of the school year, but we know that every student evolves, we evolve, we have new things that we like or are excited about. So this kind of activity or spin on a storyboard is one that you might want to do any time of year. And I always love doing a getting to know you or all about me activity as kind of a low stakes way to introduce a new tool or routine to students. So you might try out a storyboard activity to help students learn about their classmates or other members of a group they're part of. Students can choose a series of important or notable moments from their lives and create a storyboard showing each event. Students can use their storyboard for a movie making project where they introduce themselves to classmates. So whether you're looking for new ideas or just want to make sure you're using storyboards to their fullest potential, I hope these tips are ones you find helpful. And if you're looking for some ready to use resources, download the comic strip templates I've made for you or use them as inspiration for your next project. You can find the comic strips freebie by heading to my website, classtechtips.com, and clicking on the free stuff button that you'll see at the top of the page. Or of course, you can find the link. I'll add it to the show notes for today's episodes. If you're looking for some storyboard tools that you might want to explore, a couple that help set you up for success like this include setting up a template inside of Google Slides. So you could use Google Slides for this type of storyboard template. You might look for a template inside of Canva for Education or even Adobe Express for Education. That's another favorite one for templates. So there's a lot of them that are out there. You might also find that you use a tool that has comics that kind of has that same storyboarding structure like Book Creator and their comic options. So definitely a few different things that you might want to consider here. Let's finish up this episode with some key points, some ways to make this easier, right? To make EdTech easier, specifically around storyboards that you can use in any subject area. So first, share examples of storyboards with students. Then, you know, think about ways storyboards can help students plan their own writing. Try out using storyboards in different subject areas like social studies or science. Give students time to share and celebrate their creations. Now, remember, you'll be able to find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode on classtechtips.com/podcast. Just look for episode number 175. That's where you'll find the links to those tools that I mentioned, some more of my favorites, as well as those freebies, that comic and storyboard template that you can use with students this year. This episode is sponsored by EdTech Essentials, the top 10 technology strategies for all learning environments, my newest book from ASCD. Readers will find timely and accessible lesson ideas and strategies. EdTech Essentials shares ways to prepare students to be productive, responsible users of technology, both within and outside the classroom. Find EdTech Essentials on Amazon or head over to classtechtips.com to learn more and download the free study guide. A quick note about Amazon, if you search for me, Monica Burns, on Amazon, you'll see some spicy books from an author with the same name as me. So if you head to my website, you'll find more information about the book and a direct link to find EdTech Essentials on Amazon. Did you like today's episode? Well, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow or subscribe to the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you think a friend or colleague would enjoy the tips from today, send them a text or email with a link to today's episode. They'll appreciate the tips and strategies, and all it takes is a quick message to make their day and their tech integration a little bit easier.